This is TWiT.
Field Day is an important operating event for 2 days. Some of you are setting up on Friday, and it's our opportunity to show ourselves off to the general public. So make sure that you don't have operators with headsets on, and all you hear is one side of the conversation. Put some real spunk into the operation by having the speaker playing back who that operator is working. Won't disturb the operator, and it'll really give everybody walking around Field Day looking over the operator's shoulder a big kick on the excitement. Every Field Day should have a safety officer, and if that safety officer has the training, we encourage him to bring all of their equipment, such as this valve mask for CPR or just for resuscitation. In my past career as an ambulance medic, I would be using stuff like this. So you never know what's going to happen at Field Day when it comes to medical. And to keep ourselves safe around medical, you don't have to wear this the whole time at Field Day. That's the helmet. But by golly, if you're working on the deck and you've got someone up above you that's doing any kind of tower work or just putting up a tower, for heaven's sake, get a hard hat on. Or if not even a hard hat, get a baseball cap. However, they do have to either be an ICOM America cap or, of course, DX Engineering, because these two organizations are our sponsors. They're the ones that keep us on the air. Now, for Field Day, medically, we don't want you to get any sun blisters. So SPF 50 or higher is always good to have in your little emergency kit. And for Field Day, because there's a lot of aluminum and stuff on the ground, make sure that you've got good shoes. Now, you don't have to have the reinforced or metal covering your toes, but make sure you don't have anybody at Field Day working with wires and stuff and they're wearing flip-flops. Negative. You want to make sure that everybody's going to be very safe around Field Day. And a good pair of gloves is good for Field Day. I like these real heavy ones because not only are they good for keeping my hands from getting stubbed on sharp objects in case I should contact anything that has a little bit of voltage on them, I want to make sure that it's not going to contact my fingers directly. We're planning on doing some 10 gigahertz, and this is the sign that we normally put up there, and that is talking about the radiation danger. So make sure that at Field Day, if you've got antennas that are close to the deck where someone could get too close to them and exceed the RF radiation amounts, make sure that you've got them well signed and well marked. And for heaven's sake, be sure that on all your guidelines have little tails on them, and make sure they don't blow off in the wind. Because at nighttime, it's sometimes very hard. So that's why we use white for our guidelines coming down. And we always want to make sure that we're protecting our feet where they're anchored into the ground. Other things for Field Day that have led our station to great success are the bandpass filters. And these you can get through DX Engineering. One per band. So if you've got an operation in the evening on 75 or 80 meters, make sure they've got a bandpass filter to keep them out of some of the other bands. These are not low pass. They're not high pass. They are band pass. And outside about 500 to maybe a kilohertz, they actually act as a stop band. So a good bandpass filter is good to have. Of course, tools. But you got to know whose tools are whose when you're packing up. So at Field Day, all of my stuff, including my equipment, have a little yellow tag on there. And that way I know whose tool it is. And if you're doing beam antennas, as you well know, the beam antennas many times have long bolts. And unless you have a deep socket wrench, you're going to find that it's going to bottom out. And you won't be able to go any further. So make sure that if someone's planning on using the nut driver, that they're aware that they're only going to get that much, and then they've got to go to something that's going to be a little deeper. So deep sockets are very handy. And at Field Day, I wind my own, And this is what I do to keep any stray RF from floating around and getting folks into trouble that might hit a hot chassis. And I well ground with copper foil all of our grounding points. And, of course, you got to have duct tape. Nothing beats duct tape. Most important, of course, again, are the safety glasses. These are critical. Even dark glasses that are plastic lenses will sort of suffice, but I would recommend the ANSI safety glasses. Now, not just necessarily for the fellow that with a carefully inspected safety belt is going to go to the top of a tower and so on. Certainly, they should have protective equipment, but everybody on the ground with safety glasses. And I'll tell you why. First of all, safety glasses won't help in this situation, but the mobile antennas, which some of you are planning on using HF mobile, the mobile antennas at the tip of the antenna, you've got to be careful because this is where the major voltage node is. And we'll show you, and I hope it doesn't knock me off of Skype, but here is about 100 watts of RF. This is sort of a modified setup I have here, but it is RF, and you can see what happens with something that is about an inch away, and you can hear it, and yep, that's the real stuff, and that's going to get someone in trouble if they should accidentally contact the RF. So keep everybody away from anything that could bite them. The radio frequency emission is not going to kill them. It's just going to give them a nasty 100-watt burn. But nonetheless, it's something you want to be very cautious about. Now, we always have a lot of kids on field day, and the kids are with the beam antennas, many times doing direction finding. But, you know, there's something about waving these antennas around that my ophthalmologist says, you should say something about this on Ham Nation. I'm a ham too, and it's important to know that your eyeball is of the same consistency and the same fragility, that's like fragile, as a ripe grape. So on a ripe grape, if we aren't, pull, look at that, went right through the antenna. That's your eyeball through that antenna. So you've got to be careful and make sure that you don't have kids swinging the antennas or even adults swinging those big antennas and getting folks in trouble. Now, here's another one. This is common. Stay tuned, everybody. The tie wraps. Yeah, nothing more than a plain old plastic tie wrap, either white or black, and we use them all over the place on field day. Let's take a look at what happens to an eyeball and a tie wrap that goes into, accidentally, the eyeball. And as you can see, it goes in quite nicely. Yeah, that's somebody's eye. So be careful that after you tie up whatever you're going to tie up with your tie wraps, that you don't have that end just waiting for someone to get it stuck in their eye. Very, very critical to watch that. And finally, the ophthalmologist says, well, I sure hope you'll tell them about the conductivity of the human body, mainly the heart, inside the chest cavity. And that's where we talk about voltage. And now you've got to be careful around voltage. And many times we have more than 12 volts hanging around a field day site. So today we're going to impale what would be similar to the human body with nothing more than about 100 volts, and we want you to see what occurs at 100 volts pass through the consistency of the human body. And as we do, we want you to be thinking at field day, maybe you've got a generator that's running and you're in your bare feet and the field is damp. If you're hot and sweaty, you might live because the current coming in the hand that you're accidentally holding onto one side of the 110 will pass on the outside skin and out through your feet. And while you'll feel a 60 hertz buzz and a lot of pain, you'll live. But if you're not hot and sweaty, that energy is going to say, boy, I need a low resistance path to get down to his feet touching the wet grass. And if that occurs, it's going to pass through the inside of your body. And when that occurs, there you go. As you can see, that is your body with 100 volts passing through the inside, and it will continue to go because you're not able to let go. So don't let this be you. Steer clear of any field day voltage that could pass through and travel, unfortunately, inside your body. So this is not really scare techniques, but probably I would say protective glasses are the most vital part of field day for those of you working antennas or even putting up wire antennas. I can't tell you, and this is my 50th year of field day, how close I've come from, whoa, that antenna just about got me. Wear those protective lenses and you will be safe around field day.